Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out.
Good morning, Gwinnett!
How's everybody today? Hey, it's December. It is that time of the year. It's when, well, there's no snow yet, but I know we're looking for some. Can you hear me over there?
Maybe you just didn't want to block me out.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Shut Up and Eat. My name is Tom Voris. Glad to have you guys listening. A couple real quick things before I introduce our guest is, again, this is the Christmas time of the year. And let you guys know that this Saturday, I will be Santa for Breakfast with Santa with the Amanda Riley Foundation, right here at the beautiful and wonderful Sonesta Hotel, right on Pleasant Hill. It has been an honor for me to do this for the past few years, and I am just so excited about it. I'm actually going to stay the night here so that I'm ready to go the next morning, and my kids are going to be volunteering, so I'm really happy that they get involved in that. And my wife, though she will not be, go as Mrs. Claus, but she will be an elf again. So she gets into that. So I wanted to just get that out there. So with further ado, I want to introduce. You find that funny, Trey? Okay, that's cool. I want to introduce Carice Moody, who is the owner of the Swanee Famous Toastery.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
You're looking really good, too, by the way.
Ho,
the
ho, ho.
There
yes,
you go.
There you go. Yes. It's fun. Getting the bleaching work on the beard for the color, not so much. I don't know how women do it, but but then again, none of the women have to have their mustache done.
This is very true.
Yeah, since bleaching, yeah, so yeah. There's no nose hairs left, and you know.
But you know what? I give you an A because you look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that, and you look wonderful, also. By the way,
I appreciate that.
Yes,
thank
I'd
you.
Like to say the food you brought looked good too, but
I leave it up to the imagination for you. I'm trying to get you to come back to the store. We're going to have a little powwow over there.
Oh, I'm coming back. I got you. Yeah, because I'm gonna, you know, the food is great. Okay, I've eaten there several times, and the food is great. Now, it's the atmosphere. I'm going to say it's unique, because if I'm not, you don't, and I know you'll explain this better. But it's not like you have a set weight. Staff. I mean, you know, it's pretty much everybody is taking care of everybody.
Yeah, that's our motto, actually. Every server is your server. So when you come in there, you're not just going to get one person's attention. You're going to get the entire store's attention.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you are getting the full service, so to speak, from the time you walk in to the time you leave.
And I can attest to the fact that you do get that. You do get that. Now, Carice, and not Clarice. No, we had to talk about that. You say your name, it's you get Carissa.
Oh, yes.
Clarice.
Oh, yes.
Any far beans? Chianti?
Yeah, no. No, I on purpose avoid those just because of that movie.
That's kind of bad how a movie. Wow.
It's affected me.
Truly.
Yes, truly. Yes.
That's okay. I don't have a problem. I have no problem.
Now, you've had this Famous Toastery now for how long?
I'm a little over a year. Yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Oh, I've been, like I said, I've been there. I mean, you got the staff, and you run around like crazy. You're all over the place.
It is the best, worst diet you can ever come across. is better than exercise, better than CrossFit. Own a restaurant, you know, yeah. You're walking around the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you were the head chef in the kitchen yesterday when I came by.
You know what? And I'm actually very proud of myself because in the last year, that's something that I have kind of picked up in my repertoire, so to speak.
Cool. Yeah, you like I said, you cover it all.
You have to. You have to be a jack of all trades.
Exactly. And I mean, what other better way to kind of get your staff to follow along is when they see that you're doing it all.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's a cool thing. Now, what did you do prior to Famous Toastery? What were you famous at then?
You know what? I've been doing a lot of different things. As soon as I graduated from college, I worked in the orthopedic field, doing clinical research, focusing
Which
on
college, if I may ask,
North Carolina State University, Wolfpack.
Okay,
Wolfpack.
See, you're welcome.
Oh yes, yes. Go support those Wolfpack women basketball players too. By the way,
okay, there you go.
There you go. My plug for them. So I worked at Raleigh Orthopedic Clinic in North Carolina, and then went back to school for finance and ended up working for Wells Fargo for about 2 years, and then transitioned into this field. So,
okay,
so, I know.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. How did you go from Wells Fargo banking to a restaurant? I don't see the similarity.
The transition?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's like playing baseball with a volleyball. You know, it works. It just works for me. So, but for...
It'd work for me, too, but I'd be pretty intoxicated. But anyway,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
You know, it takes a little bit. It takes a little bit. You know, my sister and I, my sister who also lives in North Carolina.
Okay.
She is my partner in this.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have another one there?
We do not.
Okay, so this is it. This is like your first one.
This is our first one. We're rookies.
Yes, but first one because you do have visions.
Of opening up more. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I can see in your eyes.
Oh, yeah, I mean, my twinkle. It's the time of year, too, by the way.
Exactly.
But, you know, we really wanted to do something for our parents. Came up with an idea probably 4 or 5 years ago to find something that will work to help our parents retire sooner than what they are, their current timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked into different ventures and whatnot, and we settled on franchising. And we wanted to get into a company that had a really good rapport with the people who buy into the company, that really do a lot of hands-on work with them. And Famous Toastery, by far and away, was the best one that we came across. And, I mean, the food is pretty good, too. So.
Oh, no, you got that. Yes, it
is.
Yeah. Now, where did Famous Toastery start?
North Charlotte, in Huntersville originally. And then we relocated that Huntersville store to Davidson. And most recently, they just opened up a Huntersville store again in Charlotte. I think right now, when we officially opened up, we were store number 23.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, store number 23.
And you had a following because, I mean, no sooner did the doors open and bam, you know, so... A lot of people came from North Carolina or drove through.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we tried our best to make sure that people knew what we were about, kind of build that buzz, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it had really worked well for us, but we still want to make sure. I mean, it's the American way. You always want more, right?
Right.
So you always want to make sure more people know about you, where we're located and whatnot, and go from there.
And, you know, again, not only is the food good, but it's unique in some aspects.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and because we met through a mutual friend, Denise, with All In Football, Soccer League. Great people. And that is how you and I got, because, I mean, our passion to help kids.
Absolutely.
You know, and which is a great thing. And that's, but you, the food, Denise is 100% gluten-free.
Absolutely.
She can't, and, I mean, when we would come in there to have lunch together and the way you guys really, really took care of her. And I know it's not just her, even though we know she's a bit demanding, but we'll leave that alone. But that's how you are with everybody.
Well, you have to be consistent.
Yeah, and so people that have those type of allergies, you don't have just a couple. You got a pretty good, you know, selection.
Oh yeah,
of stuff. And some things you can even kind of
customize.
Finagle. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Finagle customize. I like customize better. So that really leaves the door open for so many more people to enjoy going out.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and not have that. I mean, granted, nothing's guaranteed. You know, but you basically have that fear. Don't have that fear that, oh my gosh, they're going to mix something that's gluten with non-gluten and I'm going to be, you know, sick.
No, so, no, no. We take the extra step. When somebody comes in, they tell us that they have a gluten intolerance. We actually have to stop everything in the kitchen, scrub down, start over again. So that's one of the reasons why when we have...
That's impressive. That is very impressive.
But you have to do those little things like that. Now, sometimes that can affect our ticket times, but it's a balance. I'd rather have that experience for a person who normally cannot get that experience at other locations,
right.
To have it there. And you want to be err on the cautious side as well.
Yeah, and that's really cool. You do. You guys really, again, walking in there, you're very welcoming. Very welcoming. Even though you're like, hi.
You know, they go into the back and they have an IV of like cappuccino. So, yeah, they run to the back, drop dishes off, get an IV, and then they run back out. It just works perfectly.
Exactly. Now, Famous Toaster, did it start a year and a half? A little over? I mean, or how long ago was it? You got into it in a year.
I got into it a year ago. Mm-hmm. Well, a little more than a year because I did a little bit more research because I had to find out the best location to put our first store. But the store overall has been around since, we'll say, 2005. We've been around a good little while. But we're still in our infancy phase, if you will, in comparison to the bigger type restaurants.
Yeah.
But we're catching our bearings. We're learning as we go, because trust me, and I know you know this, with any new business, there are some bumps and bruises and ups and downs and roller coasters, and we kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I have learned very quickly how to stand on your two feet and kind of take the punch and keep it rolling.
So. And you do it well.
I mean, my coach says you fake it till you make it. So even if you are having a bad day, you fake like you're having a good one until you actually have a great day.
Yeah,
and it works.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, one of my mottos used to be, the day's going to end at some point. I'm going to get through this.
The finish line?
Yeah.
You can see the light?
Yes, I will be done.
I love it. I love it.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, and you will be kind of like, okay, oh, look, oh, wow, it's 2 o'clock. I'm closer. I'm getting there closer. And you're, because you guys open at what, 7?
We open at 7, close at 3. So we have kind of different hours normal places. But as a repercussion of that, we get there really early. So we could be there on any given day, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes a little bit later than that. It just depends on what is on our schedule. And we try to make everything from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing our grits, it takes us about an hour to do our grits. You can't rush stuff like that. You have to put the time in and go from there.
That helps because we're in the South.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Tell me more. Okay, again, 3:30. I'm sorry. I'm rolling over or, you know, or sneezing or whatever, but at 3:30 in the morning.
Well,
so you guys are, I mean, yeah. So you get
to
go. No, back now, at one point, yes. No, not nowadays. No. If I make it to 10 o'clock, I'm going, woohoo! Yay!
No prime time for you, huh?
No. Thank God for DVRs.
Oh, I'm telling you. I think before that, VHS.
Uh-huh.
There you go. I'm there with you.
Yeah. I'm just sitting there going, people going, what the heck's a VHS? I don't know. You know.
I kind of just dated myself, I think.
That's all right, darling. I was around before DHS, V8, whatever. Those things were around, okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah. When I first, it was like the antenna, and I was like, okay, do I want to? You had to wait for a commercial. Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you prayed that commercial was long enough.
I'm telling you. I got you beat by one, though. We used to have aluminum foil. We would go and buy extra aluminum foil to put on the antennas just so we could get a better view of the station.
We did that, too, but I also had to hold it.
Ooh, there you go.
I'm
there
the original
go.
Y for YMCA.
Oh, I love it. That's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a child of the 70s, so that's when it came out, you know. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, again, and, you know, it's funny, because you talk about location.
Mm-hmm.
And that is obviously a great location. I'm going to tell you, you know, the people who own that property are really glad that you're there, too. Okay, because that spot sat empty for a long time.
It did.
You know, and
it did.
That, you know, you bring, you know, you the customer base you have, the fact that parking lot is full And, you know, that has obviously helped them. So, I mean, you've kind of helped boost the economy a little bit over there for us. So give yourself a pat on the back for that one. You know what?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, I was told that when I moved down here that it was a property that sat empty for a good little while.
It did.
And I will say this. One of my lovable traits is that I am a little OCD. I like what I like when I like it. And for my sister and myself, when we came down here, I think we made 8 or 9 trips down here to find a great location. Wow. But we fell in love with the facade, the patio, making sure that it's not quite on the highway or the road.
Yeah.
So you can sit a little bit further back. So if somebody wants to sit out on the patio, they're not going to hear like an 18-wheeler going by.
Or get the fumes from the 18-wheeler.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is a beautiful spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was weird how it just sat there for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But now, again, it's booming a little bit because I think a couple of the businesses have actually come in there since you guys have been there.
Absolutely.
The traffic's there.
Yeah.
So, again, that's pretty cool.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah. What is it? Field of dreams? Build it, they will come? It just took a little while longer.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Okay. I like that. Another movie. All right. This is going well. All right. What else can you tell me about with Famous Toastery? What are plans? What are, you know, do you guys specials, anything in particular, aside from some seriously great breakfasts and lunches?
You know, a couple of things. One of the things that we try to do is to make sure that the customers that come in there, they know that we don't have much of an ego. So if there's any suggestions that they have that they want us to do on the menu, we will absolutely try to do it as much as possible. But I think the blessing and curse for me is that I love to eat. And that it's a problem. I readily admit to that. But I hate cooking at my house. I absolutely hate cooking at my house. But I love going to the store, coming up with new ideas, and having my staff back there execute it, or having my staff come up with ideas of their own, and see if that's something that we can execute and go from there.
So you have that freedom, even though, I mean, you're a franchise, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
But you have that freedom to do, you know, basically think outside the box.
Oh, absolutely. And I tell people in our interviews, I don't want people to think inside the box. There is no box. We're blowing the box up. I want you to come in here and say, oh, let's do a New Orleans Benedict.
Folks, she figuratively means she's blowing up the box. You don't have to worry about anything exploding while you're in there. I just want to be really clear.
This is very true. I like that warning there. Appreciate that.
Disclaimer.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, I want us to try new things. I like going to other places. I respect other restaurants and what they're doing, and see if I can kind of combine or build off of what they're doing as well, and see if I can put my own spin onto it,
cool.
And kind of go from there. So our core menu is set, but our specialty menu we get to have a little fun with.
That's cool.
So that's where we get to flex our creative juices, so to speak.
Flex our creative juices. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll leave muscles out of it.
Yeah, I kind of left mine at home anyway, so it's all good.
But that is, to me, you know, that, well, I think it's kind of special because you get people that come in and, you know, or, you know, they might have, some, you know, it could be just one person, it could be several people, but, you know, somewhere in that crowd might be looking and going, you know, can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people think, you know, oh, no, in a restaurant, this is it.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
a menu. This is, you know, they're not going anywhere off of that thing. But no. They can go into Famous Toastery and within reason, I'm sure.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, we can't go and fly out and get caviar, but
I was going to say the same thing.
I want some caviar and crackers, please.
You know, but no, but for the most part, though, especially, again, talking about with the gluten-free, talking about dietary restrictions, if you will.
Absolutely.
You know, okay, like for myself, I'm allergic to a certain kind of enzyme in dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to kind of be careful on what. And now it's some things I can have that have dairy in it. It doesn't affect me. That some things do. And I know I can eat the biscuits and gravy at your place, and they don't. And I like them.
Oh,
and you breakfast. I'm a big the breakfast person. I mean, I go in there. I've gone in there at lunch, and I've had the breakfast. You know, I mean, it doesn't. I'll make breakfast at home for dinner. It's just, but
that's nothing wrong with that.
It's good. Again, you guys really care about how it is, and I won't hold it against you that you don't want to cook when you get home. But then again, because I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, take leftovers with you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I do enough tasting because I try to taste a little bit of everything as much as possible to make sure that it's consistent. Or if we're trying to play around with something to see if this will work or if that will work. Trust me, there have been ones that have just been horrible that we just said, nope, we can't do it. We can't do it.
No,
but then we have had ones that have just blown our minds away. Our Georgia Dog Bowl, that was something that was supposed to last for a week, but now that is a permanent mainstay on our menu because our guys who come in, that is something that they just have to gravitate
Tell
to.
Tell me about the Georgia.
Okay, so we have our house roasted red potatoes. Okay. We mix that with our sauteed peppers and onions. We melt pepper jack cheese on top of that. Your favorite sausage gravy, which we make fresh every day. And then we put two eggs to your preparation on top of that. And then spicy chorizo on top of that as well. So it's a very hearty dish, to say the least.
I bet it would be really great if somebody had brought something.
Oh, it's better when it's hot. It's better when it's hot. So on location.
Okay. I guess I know where I'm going. Guys, I want to remind everybody that this show is brought to you by Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. All of our drivers will have insulated bags to keep your food fresh, hot, and sanitary. We are also local, so if you call our office, you will get a person that's not only in this country, but we're in the state. And we care. We care about service. We care about the community. And we are so proud that we have Famous Toastery as one of our restaurant partners, who, by the way, you can order and get breakfast. Yes, we deliver breakfast. And so you can go on our website. You can go to Famous Toastery, place an order for breakfast, and we will get it to you. And they're great to work with. We enjoy working with you guys. So
we like you, too. We love you, too.
We love you.
Yes.
Could you not get my Bud Light? Sorry, did I say that? Yes, I did. What are the future plans? I mean, because, again, I know you have eyeballs on at least another one.
We're hoping to do maybe four more.
Ooh.
But is you don't want to go too quickly.
Go. No.
You don't want to go too quickly. It's all about how the market responds to you, right? So you want to make sure that you go into a location that is conducive to what our product is. So we're trying to kind of do our due diligence, make sure the demographic is appropriate for it, and kind of go from there. But we've always want to hear back from our customers as well, say, where would you like to see another location at?
Well, there you go. And they can even do that on the Facebook page.
Oh, absolutely. Facebook, yeah. Instagram. You can actually even reach out to me directly via store email. We ask that our customers understand that they're going to leave a positive footprint on how we do as a store.
Gotcha.
So we need their feedback as much as possible. Be it good, be it bad, be it indifferent. We need to know what we can do to succeed. Mm-hmm. And that's where that ego or lack thereof comes into place.
Yeah, right. Now, but now have you kind of got any eyeball on a potential? Is it a secret that, you know?
It's no secret. Okay. It's definitely no secret. I've been looking at Peachtree Corners. Brazelton has definitely been something that a lot of people have been asking about as well.
Choices to You covers those areas, so
I got you. And of course, Alpharetta as well. Alpharetta
we got
is,
that too.
Yeah, Alpharetta is big. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely big, and obviously, this entire area is growing so quickly.
It is.
So it's very important that we make sure that we pick the correct location to go in and go
and
for there.
I think you guys hit a home run with the current one you got. So,
thank you.
You know, with the that in mind, if that's your way of thinking, you're doing pretty good.
I like it. I like
Santa
it.
Santa approved.
I love it. I love it. Now, if you just want to give me a gift, like a present later on, that would be great.
We'll talk about the naughty and the nice thing, and we'll see what we can do. I know you've been good for the most part, you know, but every time I ask somebody, so have you been good all the time, I get yes, and of course my throat really?
Yeah, and then I reply back to that same comment that my coach has, you fake it till you make it. So.
I think you should hold the gift hostage until the food is delivered.
Oh,
I like that. I like that, yes.
Your partner in crime back here has a good point. You know what?
And then the voice from above.
There you go. And there you
or
are.
Behind the, don't look behind the curtain. There's nothing to see.
Love it.
Guys, just so you... giving Carice a little bit of a hard time, obviously in all good fun, because, you know, usually the restaurants that come in, they bring samples of their food, first take pictures of, and to eat. And she came with a great big smile. And she was like, I didn't realize it. That's okay. She's a very busy lady. Again, I can attest to this, okay?
We set her straight. She knows, she knows now.
Yeah, she knows now.
So when she goes on somebody else's radio show, they'll have a nice dog bowl thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they can thank us, right? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But hey, like I said, you're not the first one that did that, you know. Edmund, over Eddie's Barbecue, I love those guys. Great barbecue. They did it too. But they did come back later and bring. I know you said
I
so.
I got you. I'm going to have to put this down on my phone right now.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, we were a slave to technology, so let me make sure.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Yes. Well, I'm going to still come by, and I'll even take a couple pictures of the food there, even though it's not here. it's worth the trip. So, but, you know, again, what you've got going on over there is awesome. You know,
thank you.
The whole with the every waiter and waitress is your waiter and waitress is very unique, and I think it's pretty cool because you're not, you know, I know I've been to restaurants and I'm going trying to grab the other one going, can you get mine, and you're wondering where, so really they're all yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that, and I gotta tell you, they are, every one of them, when I go in there, they're really nice, they're really, you know, welcoming, and they are all willing to help.
Oh, absolutely.
I laugh sometimes because I'll have when I came to see you yesterday, I had three people come and say, one to sit. I'm like, I'm good. One.
They're my elves.
Yeah, they're your elves.
They're my elves. And you know what? The job could not get done without them.
No.
Because they put the work in. I always tell them I want to keep increasing or setting the bar for them. Mm. Because when you master it, you get kind of lackadaisical, so I'll always move it. I'm always going to challenge them to work on something here and there.
You have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to. I mean, they're also great, really good security, because if I was there for any other reason, the fact that I had three people come up to me, I'm like, well, ain't no sneaking around here.
Absolutely. They're my bouncers as well. So, yeah, they're all inclusive.
Well, from what I can tell is, you know, sometimes you do comparisons on different types of services, mm-hmm. you know, grocery stores, fast food restaurants, for, you know, and how the service is. And I'm not trying to plug other places, but there's Chick-fil-A, for instance. You know, you go there, and I mean, my gosh, they are the most pleasant people in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
You guys, and I mean this totally as a compliment, that's where you guys are. You have got that total, you know, if somebody goes in there and doesn't feel welcome,
they need medication.
That's my thoughts.
And I appreciate that, because I think, I mean, obviously Chick-fil-A is a juggernaut in this industry. What they have come across, or what they have built their business reputation on, is phenomenon.
And there's nothing wrong with copying that to some extent, because, again, you know, you look at the business they do, because, again, you feel welcome there, everybody, and that's what you guys do. And I see it, because I've gone in there and, you know, I'm like, I'll stand for a minute, you know. But that's okay. You guys don't make anybody feel like you're overworked, which is really cool. So website is?
www.famoustoastery.com.
Wow, it's funny. I heard on the show previous to mine that they were giving somebody a hard time because they threw the www out.
You know, again, old school. I am a child of the 90s as well.
Child of the 90s. Wow.
Yeah, child. I mean, you know, the AOL dial-up for like 15 minutes.
I had kids in the 90s. You know, I'm seven. Never mind. I'll stop. Your Facebook page, and I know there's a general one for Famous Toastery, but there is one, Famous Toastery Suwanee, correct?
It's Famous Toastery at Suwanee. Okay. Absolutely.
And a lot of the same information is on it. But so like the page, either one or both. How about Twitter?
Oh, we're not on Twitter. Twitter. Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram we are. We actually are about to revamp that as well. So we can post our daily specials up there. So instead of calling the store, you can find out what our specials are and kind of go from there.
Okay. And the address is?
It's 1120 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, Suite 214, Suwanee, Georgia.
All right. And hours?
We are 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask this. Are you open or closed for Christmas?
We are closed for Christmas.
No, and that's why we are too, by the way, folks. Please do not try to order food through Choices to you on Christmas Day, because it will not happen. Scaringly enough, though, I've had people do, I kid you
on
not.
That.
I'll even put on the thing, we are closed today.
Oh, I've learned the hard way that you have to put multiple multiple signs out saying that you're closed.
I thought about like a little shock thing. But anyway. Well, folks, this is going to be the end. I'm going to say what I normally say, but even though I don't get to. But Chris, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
And I look forward to having you on the show again sometime next year.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure I bring food that time.
I'm going to call you before you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm like, go there. Yeah. So, well, technically, it's time to shut up and eat.